When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's a different vibe. It's a different feeling. I swear yesterday I came in thinking, like, I'm going to get the win show, right? We're going to win that first home game, and I'll have a show where I talk about the win. No, I was miserable last night. And I'll tell you why. Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to 2 a.m. Of course I went to the first World Series game in 15 years at Yankee Stadium. Of course I drove there, as I've done literally 100 times or more. And I get in the parking deck, and I got to park. On the roof. And it is what it is. I don't even think twice about it. It's like, whatever, all right, I'm here. And I think it's like maybe 5:15, 5:30. I don't know what time it is, but I'm there early enough. But I can just tell by the traffic, the foot traffic, the cameras, the media present. I'm like, oh, damn. There are thousands of people outside the stadium trying to get in. There are thousands of people down River Ave. Like, it is crawling with people. Obviously, Yankee fans that are going to the game, Yankee fans that are watching the games in the bars, and Dodgers fans and media members, every news outlet, every person trying to put together a vlog, content, whatever. I'm like, this is nuts. So I bop around a little bit, go to the regular spots, and I'm like, I got to go into the game. I got to go into the game early, whatever. So I go into the game early, like 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is early for me, an hour before first pitch. Like, I don't know. I know how to move around there where I'm not going in until 15 minutes before first pitch usually, but it's World Series. So I get in and there's so many people on the concourse. So you can't even walk through the concourse. So I don't even bother. I get on the elevator, go upstairs, whatever. And I've run into so many different people. Like I said, I don't think I've ever seen more celebrities. Last night I was like, I don't think I've ever seen this many celebrities in here on top of former players. Like, it was gassed up. It's the World Series. The world is watching. Everybody who's everybody wants to be there. Cool. But I go to 203 for roll call, and the air gets sucked out of the place because of Freddie Freeman. He tried to do the same thing tonight. Whatever. Fast forward. You know what happened in the game. So I'm just holding on hope and waiting that the Yankees are going to rally and score, and they don't, and they don't, and they don't. And it's like the seventh inning stretch. I'm like, bro, what do I do? After the eighth inning, I decide, all right, they didn't score in the eighth. And I literally said to someone, hey, you'll score two in the eighth, two in the ninth. But after the eighth inning, I'm like, all right, I got to go. I got to get to WFA and I got to host a show. So I leave and I go out of the gate eight entrance to go get my car out of the parking lot or the parking deck. And I look up and the parking deck is already bumper to bumper gridlock because other people quit on the team in the sixth, seventh inning. And by the time I get my car and back my car out, I'm like, oh, this thing isn't moving. 5 minutes go by, didn't move much. 10 minutes go by, not moving at all. 20 minutes go by, not moving at all. I text Paul, who was producing, and I'm like, yo, is Fleegs coming in after you? I'm like, dude, I'm in the parking lot, or I'm in the parking deck, and it's gridlock. Like, other people are now, like, the game is over now. People are leaving the stadium, and more people are getting there. I'm like, I've seen this before at Yankee Stadium, where you can get stuck in that, you know, the parking deck, any of the parking spots, or parking lots, paid parking, where you're not going anywhere. So I literally back out of the like row of cars and back into a spot and I take off running. I have my book bag, my MacBook, my headphones, everything. I take off running and I go down to the train and I enter the train from like the River Ave spots and it's so deep. People are coming back up the steps of the subway. I saw this girl in a Dodger shirt. She's like, I'm claustrophobic. I can't down there. And it was so packed down there. You couldn't even get to the turnstile. You couldn't even get there to pay to get on the train. I'm like, nope. I run back out, and then I go across Girard Ave to, like, the underpass where the bus is because I just know, like, okay, there's going to be less people entering the subway there, and I'm able to enter the subway there, and I get on the last train car, and I pack in with everybody that's packing in, and I'm telling you, you couldn't breathe. You're breathing in everybody else's air, and I might have made it here with 10 minutes to spare to do my show last night. And that train ride was miserable because you have a bunch of Yankee fans that are hot, that are mad, that are depressed, that are down 3-0, that are questioning everything from why they send Stanton to what's wrong with Judge, going back to game one, game two, and I'm just like, whatever. I'm not doing that again today because you know what happened, right? Fast forward. I do the show last night. I get an Uber from here back to the Bronx. I go get my car, and then the thing isn't working where you scan to get out. Guy comes out, lets me out. I drive home. I don't get home till after 3 o'clock. I don't go to sleep till 4 o'clock. Sun comes up. Baby wakes up. The day rolls by, and I'm just like, I don't have it in me to drive back up there and do that again, and I don't want to chance it with my show tonight. So I've been here. I've been here for 2 hours waiting, and I got the results I wanted. That was a fun game to watch. Like I said, Freddie Freeman tried to kill us again. I don't know why we're pitching to him. And I know, like, oh, you gotta get him out. No, you don't. Pitch around him. I wouldn't play with that. He just made history. Six straight World Series games with a homer. Like, I wouldn't do that. I've had enough. Freddie Freeman, great guy, great story. Like, he is killing us. Enough. But he's bound to cool off. Ohtani is hurt. Tomorrow could be interesting. Hopefully tomorrow, Yankee fans learn that if you're going to pay $2,000 to sit right on the wall in foul territory over there, don't interfere with the game. Have to speak on that. Like, I know everybody likes to laugh and joke, but, like, I've been in the stadium so many times. We got to be better as fans. That stuff's embarrassing for all of us. Because people online that don't know any better, they see two grown-ass men grabbing Mookie Betts to the point where he's on his tippy toes, his feet are off the ground. They're grabbing his arm, grabbing his glove to get the ball out. That's not what we do. You don't interfere with the game. There's supposed to be an imaginary wall there. Be better. I don't care how many Bud Lights you put down. You're a grown-ass man, dog. You're making us all look bad. 888-808-1019. I know people thought it was funny. I know people laughed at it. But, like, that fits the stereotype. When they want to say Yankee fans are trash, that fits the stereotype. When they want to talk down on us, when they want to laugh at us, when they want to drink our tears, if we lost that game, they would have added that. Now this guy's being champion, right? People are like, oh, that guy should be in Monument Park. Oh, that guy had more fight than Aaron Judge. No, that guy was an idiot, and his friend was an idiot. And guess where those idiots watched the game? From outside the ballpark. They missed a classic. They paid all that money to sit there and missed a classic game. They didn't get to see the pitching. They didn't get to see the grand slam. Wells is homer, Glaber's homer, you know what I'm saying? So just, like, be smarter, guys. Like if you're going to the stadium, respect the stadium and respect the players. Mookie Betts a $300 million player. This is the World Series. The world is watching. If that was Juan Soto in Dodger Stadium, you guys would have been having a fit. Like, we had a fit over Judge running into the wall. We've got guys literally, like, assaulting Mookie Betts, mugging Mookie Betts, trying to take the ball from him. That's not how you help the game. You cheer. But you have an imaginary wall. Please, you have an imaginary wall with yourself and what goes on that field. You're not playing. You can't affect the game. You can yell. You can clap. You can heckle. Some of you need to be better at heckling. But as far as, like, trying to take a ball from a player, it's just a bad look. It looks bad for all of us, and it doesn't represent all of us. Some of us know how to go watch the game right up. There's no netting there, and you can sit right there and not do that. 888-808, you know, 1019. Let's get to the phones. We got to talk about this game. I want to hear from you guys. I don't have that much time. I have so many notes of all these little things that happened in the game that were good and were positive, but I want to hear from you. Let's go to Remington in Manhattan. Couldn't get to you last night.
Yes. Judge's thumb, is there a thumb contusion there?
I don't, you know, so that ball hit his hand, hit his thumb. And earlier today, they were talking about him getting hit in the Cleveland series. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us. Maybe they won't. I just hope that he's good. I hope that today's game got him, like, into the series, breaks him out of it somehow. I feel like he's about to break out of it somehow in this next game. I don't know how he's feeling. I didn't hear anything in the post game exactly on, like, you know, what that is. It looks like a contusion. I'm sure it hurt.
Yeah, because he said after the game, I don't know if you saw the interview, Keith, but he said it was the back of his hand and his thumb. And that usually takes normally 6 weeks to heal. If we don't have the severity of the injury.
I bet you it takes 6 hours to heal. He'll sleep 6-7 hours to come back to the ballpark, and he's going to play.
it's all that adrenaline. You're right about that. But I do feel for the guy because that can certainly affect somebody's
swing. I have that in my notes. They were throwing up and in on him. Stanton swung at that pitch, had his eyes closed. That's like, hey, like, we got to be careful here, but whatever. Like,
it looks like his timing's back, Keith. I think he's going to go on a run.
I think Judge is not back, but I think he's due for some extra base hits, maybe even a home run coming up in Game 5. Thanks for the call, Remington. I'll say this. Like, stop making excuses for Judge. I saw, you know, Gary Sheffield on MLB Network saying, hey, I think they had time, right? If you got hit by a pitch in the Guardian series, they had that long layoff, right? Freddie Freeman got an ankle transplant. Freddie Freeman went from hobbling around doing nothing in the CS to going MVP, breaking records, making it look too easy hitting home runs. So there's no excuses. This is it. This is the last games. The Yankees are facing elimination now. And I say that to say this. With Gerrit Cole on the mound, you do not pull him. You do not rush to get to the bullpen. You let him fight. You let him continue this story. Let's continue with the calls. 888-808-1019. Jonathan in Los Angeles. I didn't get to you either, but I heard you on C-Mac's show last night.
Oh, man. I mean, look at the difference in my voice from yesterday to tonight, bro.
Everyone.
Good thing you didn't answer me, bro, because I didn't want to talk to you when I was all down.
I heard.
I was just like you and like most of all Yankee universe, bro. I was down. I was disgusted. And trust me, man, I got it worse, bro. I live here in L.A., but I'm surrounded by all these fans, and when you know the rest, bro, it's just
all
bad.
All of them
bro.
Are on my what? Page. I've had a ton of comments and replies with brooms saying that we're clowns.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman owns us. You know.
Yeah. But you know what, man? I'll tell you this though. Now we won this game, and it was a beating. We beat them. It is what it is.
That's
my
Yankees.
Yeah.
What's up, Bash?
Yeah, man, and we got a dub, bro. We got a dub. It was really, we really needed this dub. We needed some sort of respect for ourselves. We got it tomorrow. Like you say, Keith, we need to enjoy this dub, man.
Yes,
at least we didn't got swept. At least this could be our last dub. I really hope not. Only God knows that. But I'm enjoying it. At least we didn't got swept. If we lose against a really good team. But it ain't over till it's over, bro. And I'm happy, and I'm soaking in the dub. And hopefully, God is listening to me, bro. Hopefully, we get the dub tomorrow and bring it back here to L.A., man.
Force it back to L.A.
I'm getting 2004 vibes, bro. Remember the Boston Idiots?
I haven't forgotten any of the history. Thank you for the call, Jonathan. Force it back to L.A. Force it back to L.A. Make it a series. You know MLB wants to make it a series. They want to make some more money. You know Fox wants to make it a series. They want to make some more money. They want to sell some more tickets. And tomorrow I got to make sure I buy a cup that says Yankees World Series in there. Now I feel better about the merch. We didn't get swept in this World Series. So this merch has a better look to it. Ryan's out on Long Island. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's everything going?
A lot better than it was 24 hours ago.
Hey, you're telling me, bro. I actually went to the game yesterday and I know it was one of the best experiences ever until it wasn't. But I mean, I'm glad with the outcome. Glad with the outcome today. Definitely a lot more series to go. Hopefully, we just keep the ball rolling. I mean, tonight that's exactly what we needed to attack the bullpen with. As the Dodgers had a bullpen game, so they did what they had to do. Series far from over, but I mean, if we take it piece by piece, we're really looking at. Something special, I hope. So,
you and me both, Ryan. Thanks for the call. That's the only way you can look at this now, folks. That's what I'm trying to, really lean into living into this in this tonight, living in the fact that they got a win, they didn't get swept, that the saga continues. There's more to the story. The stadium is open tomorrow. We didn't have to watch them celebrate on our field. You know, they were putting out pictures on the internet of the grounds crew rehearsing, potentially having to bring out the stage and, award the trophy to the Dodgers. Like, nah, not yet. Not yet. Do not let them celebrate on our field, Gerrit Cole. Do not let another team celebrate on that field, Aaron Judge. In the ALCS Game 4, I didn't go to that game because I was like, I can't stand to watch Altuve and Bregman and Jeremy Pena dance around with those. I couldn't. It's another must win, and you slow it down pitch by pitch, at bat, out by out. We used to take it day by day, series by series, week by week, month to month. Now it's condensed. Fight. Stay alive. Pinstripe pride. The ghosts were activated tonight. We did not get swept. They got off the mat, and those guys can go into the clubhouse. They already did. And turn those club lights on and change it from the Yankees clubhouse into Club 161. And the first song on the playlist is like that, Metro Boomin. Future Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar. I was just telling you on my Instagram Live, I know that. One, from physically being in there when I had the opportunity to sit in for Susan Waldman, and I was able to go through the dugout and be back there and see the clubhouse and meet Juan Soto and see the players. Even got to meet El Duque. Shout out to Luis Hill, by the way. Good enough, young man. I wanted you to go five, but good enough. Good enough. You've been on the mound for wins. Anyway, these guys got to feel the World Series win in their clubhouse. That can do so much for morale, vibes, energy, belief. And you know, with Cole on the mound, they always believe. One game at a time, one pitch at a time, one out at a time. Solomon in Brooklyn, you're on the Fan.
Good evening. Good morning. How's everything?
It's a little lighter, right? It could have been really dark. We could have been literally reading the eulogy of the Yankee season tonight. We are not.
We could have had a funeral. I was like, oh, please God, you know, all the Yankees fans, we don't want a funeral at all. We want to be happy and enjoy the win. But, you know, thank God everything was good. And as you say, and as people, righteous people say, that you got to take it easy and you got to take it one step at a time.
Sure.
To climb the mountain, you can't just, you know, okay, I'm going to climb it.
You dug yourself into a hole. You can't just jump out of the hole. You got to slowly climb out of it.
Yeah, that's why, look, I had there's a bunch of movies that are action, film, whatever, that it shows you, one of the movies I was thinking of before the game started was Full Court Miracle. I don't think you've ever heard of it, but it's a movie how, at the end of the day, the team won right away. How? Because they believed that they can win.
Thanks for the call, Solomon. I don't know anything about movies, really. I watch live sports. I know they made a movie or a documentary on Netflix called The Comeback about the 2004 Boston Red Sox. I know we got Big Sloppy on our field laughing about, oh, I know a team that came back from down. I don't know how many times they got to show Kevin Millar. I know people are trolling us saying that Aaron Boone is probably showing this team, the 2004 Red Sox, if you remember going back to 2022. Before we were eventually swept by the Astros. I guess the Yankees had some type of mental health coach, I don't know. None of that matters. Write your own script. Live your own movie out. And they have the opportunity to do that. It started tonight. And I'm so happy for Anthony Volpe. I'm so happy for Austin Wells, our young guys, right? Not guys that we went out to sign as free agents. Our young guys leading the way. Gleyber Torres, who, not for nothing, he's a homegrown guy too, and there might be a conversation about him sticking around. And Alex Verdugo, who's probably good as gone. But, you know, a lot of people were saying, hey, put Dominguez in there. And I was saying, nah, you know, Judge wanted him here. They're going to see this all the way through. And Verdugo hit the two-run homer to end the game last night, and then he came through again tonight, and I think there's more. I think these guys don't want to go out that way. They have a bond. They have a brotherhood, and they know that they have the chance right now to rewrite history, to make their own movie. The popcorn's ready. Stay tuned. 888-808-1019. Casamigos, big shot of the night coming up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda!
Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight we got to pour one up. Hashtag H11M, him from Jersey, Anthony Volpe. One of us. One of us. How many times have you seen the picture of him and Jeter? They showed it on the broadcast. Man, shout out to his parents, Michael and Isabel. Like, you guys raised a kid in the Yankee culture. You guys being Yankee fans. So happy for you. You raised a kid that actually became the starting shortstop. And I knew he was going to have a moment. I was telling people, this postseason, he's going to have a moment. Just him. And I was waiting for the pop. I was waiting for an extra base hit. He saved it until he got that first pitch slider, grand slam. And that was the biggest moment in the World Series for Yankee fans, and that was the moment in the stadium where you really saw the stadium come alive. People were waiting for that 2 nights ago, waiting to just have that moment. It wasn't for Verdugo, of course. It was for Volpe leading the way. The kid did anything to not lose, did anything to not get swept. He wants to win the World Series as bad as any of us. He goes out there tonight. He steals a couple bases. He goes out there tonight. He has 4 RBI, obviously does it with the glove, works a walk. Anthony Volpe, I'm proud of you, man. I always tell this story about when I met Volpe during the 2022 ALCS at the stadium. And he didn't want to sit down, and he was pacing, and he was antsy because he knew he could help. And if you remember, right, it was IKF, and then it was Peraza because IKF was so bad, and Volpe was, you know, waiting in the wings, waiting for his opportunity. And, man, he's gotten his opportunity now. This is our shortstop, folks. So many of you are ready to quit on a kid, a 23-year-old kid who is working, putting in the work. What did Boone tell you guys? He's a winning player. And him being a winning player led to the most needed win of the season right there, the win that keeps you in the World Series where you don't get swept. 888-808-1019. And shout out to Wells, too. Chicken Parm Partners. I guess they had some chicken parm recently and figured it out. Let's go to Jack and see Caucus on the Fan. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Keith, how's it going tonight?
Good. Better than last night. I feel all right.
I hear you. I just wanted to thank you and Billy's for the fun watch party for game 2. That was a good time.
Yeah, we showed up. The Yankees didn't, but, like, that's the thing. Like, Yankee fans, even Billy's during these World Series games, it's packed. Yankee fans are into it. We're here. We're not quitting on the team. We're down on the team. We're disappointed in the team, but we're still showing up.
And I want to show up tomorrow, but that's kind of what I really quickly wanted to ask you. I went game 1 and game 2 to Billy's, and I took the night off tonight. And do I have to keep that up for game 4 now, or do I have permission to go back?
When you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning, do what you feel is going to be right or best for you to watch this game. I can't tell you what to do. Like, if you can't get in the stadium, definitely go out there to Billy's or Twins or Stan's, Dugout, Yankee Tavern, Bronx Draft House. There's a ton of people out there. And, I mean, I don't know. Just be where you want to be to watch Gerrit Cole on the mound and the Yankees try to force a game 6 and get on a flight back to L.A.
Well, it is cold day. And, you know, the super crazy thing is, you know, it felt like the series just took a huge flip after Freeman's grand slam. And I understand he's hit multiple to back it up. But now it seems like Volpe hit our grand slam, and now you just hope the rest of the team picks it up. So I'll be watching probably at Billy's tomorrow, but praying for the best outcome. Let's go Yanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Jack. 888-808-1019. Shout out to Billy's and, you know, the fact that Fox is in there and showing the world Billy's. Like, I think that's cool as hell. Someone who has spent hours upon hours in that place in the last 10 years, I think that's so cool. They're showing, like, random places in Japan. All right. When they're checking in on the fans in New York, Billy's is mobbed. Shout out to WFAN and Corona hosting the party with me there. Jack was just referencing. Saturday, they couldn't send us enough beers. It was unlimited, the amount of beers. Shout out to Corona. I think I put down, like, 10 beers myself just to drown out the sorrow and misery going down 2 games in the World Series. But we were out there deep. Showing up, everybody with a World Series patch on their hat, everybody with their best jackets and jerseys, and, like, this doesn't come around that often. We don't know when the next one is coming. It felt terrible to wake up today. I was in misery today because of how long of a night I had. And, you know, going down three games, you just feel like there's no hope. You feel like you're about to get swept. And then when they show up and put 11 runs on the board, when guys hit, when there's some life, when your captain gets on base, when you realize you have Cole tomorrow, when guys out of the bullpen come through, can I give some love to the bullpen? And then we'll get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. This is going to be C-Mac's time pretty soon. I know C-Mac was out at the game. I mean, Tim Hill, two-thirds of an inning, no runs, five pitches, easy. Clay Holmes, one and a third, no runs, 13 pitches, easy. Mark Leiter, Mark, flip your lighter, flick your lighter, Junior, stay hot, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. What a surprise this guy has been in the ALCS and the World Series. The postseason is not the regular season. Mark Leiter, Junior, two-thirds of an inning, no runs, 18 pitches. Luke Weaver, an inning and a third, no runs, 21 pitches, ready to go tomorrow. People tweeting me and texting me, hey, who's going to close the game, Keith? What are we going? What is Boone doing with Luke Weaver? Chill. It's a bullpen. Chill. It's a bullpen game, and they're not using their big guns. Add runs. Add insurance runs. And last but not least, Tim Mazza, one inning, 15 pitches. Good job. New York Penn Station, all stops here. David's down in Maryland, maybe north or south of the Mason-Dixon line on the Fan in New York. What's up, David?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call today. Just want to talk to you about what transpired in the first inning. That was so disgraceful. They should have awarded the win to the Dodgers. I mean, because they're condoning. I mean, these Yankee fans, you are classless in New York.
Well, hey, not all of us, bro. I go to that stadium a lot. I'm with the Bleacher Creatures. We regulate, so you can't throw all of us in there. And I was on Twitter, and I was getting at everybody that was laughing, everyone that was bigging people up, like, or you know, like supporting that. That was terrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't
funny.
Well, it could have hurt a player. It's just stupid. And those guys, they're stupid. They got kicked out of the stadium. They might be banned all of next year. You paid $2,000 to see an inning. You missed a ton of good parts of the game because you're a grown man that doesn't know how to act.
Right. I have a friend of mine down there. He was, you know, he's an Oriole fan. He was talking about comparing it to the Jeffrey Mayer situation. This is back.
No, it's nothing like that. It's nothing
yeah,
like
I think,
that.
I agree. And I totally agree with you. I think this is a lot worse, my opinion. I mean, that was bad in part because the kid shouldn't have done what he did. But this is actually...
But that was a kid with a glove, you know, reaching for a baseball. Thanks for the call, David. That was a kid with a glove reaching for a baseball. It was very innocent, and it was a mistake. And obviously, we know what happened then. These are grown-ass men, dog. And if you've been to Yankee Stadium, you've seen these grown-ass men that drink... eight tall boys before the game, and they are lit up. And when the ball comes that way and a play is being made, you're supposed to pull back. Like I said, if that was Juan Soto in Dodger Stadium, people would be ready to burn Dodger Stadium down. Mookie Betts, like I said, it was weird. They were like holding his arm, holding him up. Like he was off his feet. He could have been seriously hurt or injured. That would have been a terrible look for us, yo. And like... for people that are laughing, I'm like, it's clear that you don't watch enough baseball. You don't go to the game. Whatever. It's not funny. Like, we got to do better. We got to do a lot better. That's trash. It makes us all look trash as Yankee fans. If we lose that game, they're putting that on the front cover. We lose that game. That's getting memed. It's already getting memed and used to troll us. You know, it's just like, you guys got to be smarter at the stadium, man. You pay all that money. And you don't last an inning because you're drunk and you're trying to be involved. There's got to be an imaginary wall. You got to grow up. Ed is down in Maryland on the Fan. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you a lot on the Odyssey app. We were in the row right behind the two jokers that grabbed his arm or grabbed his glove and pulled it out. I was tracking the ball, and then when the ball came down, I'm looking, and I saw the glove come up. It was blue and red. Next thing I know, the guy had his arm and had his glove, and then the other guy sort of pulled it out. The security came and got him. From what I understand, he's going to be able to come back in tomorrow.
We don't know about that. I mean, from what you understand, thanks for the call, Ed. That's what you heard. That's what you were told. But, like, the thing about when those things go down, they remove those people right away. You probably get kicked out of the stadium. And now that this makes national news and people find out about it, there's more that that comes from this, from Major League Baseball. And like I said, if the Dodgers really wanted to, like, follow up with that, like, that's, like, Mookie Betts is a person that they pay a lot of money to play baseball. That's ridiculous. But whatever, I don't have enough time to keep going on that. I think I said my piece. I did it online, and, like, I was honestly embarrassed to see it as a fan that goes to the ballpark. And early on, I'm like, see, that's why I also didn't go today. Because when we're facing elimination, it gets toxic. And it brings out the bozos that are just going to the stadium looking for trouble and don't know how to act. And, like, that is not all of us. So don't call up and say you Yankee fans are classes. You're not talking about me. I know how to act in there. I know the bleacher creatures have a code in there. Right? I remember when we walked off the Guardians a couple years back. Glaber had that hit off of Class A. We walked off the Guardians, and fans down there in 103 threw beer cans on the field. And there were people in the media that wrote it up as bleacher creatures throw stuff on the field. Are you crazy? You think we would do that? The people that go to the most games? We're not trying to mess up our chance to see anything. We're not trying to mess up our opportunity to go to the game. That's where we all link up as friends, family, and root on the team. We just don't do that. So we try to police the area. We don't let anybody throw things or do, like, it's just, I don't know. It's not what you think. It's what you see on TV is one thing. It's a complete different thing when you're there. Alex is in Bergenfield next up on The Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good.
Well, you know, it's nice that it's not 1963 again where the Dodgers sweep the Yankees. You know, we get at least one more day of baseball. The Yankees are going to have to be the first team to force Game 6 in a World Series after being down 3-0.
There you go. Write your own history.
You know,
yep.
Yeah. And, you know, the total run scored between both teams is, you know, 18 apiece.
Even
but, you know,
up.
The Yankees just couldn't get those key hits in the first three games. Game 1 was such a killer when Boone went to Cortez instead of bringing in Hill.
It's a race and, you know, now. It's over now. It took
two,
a while.
You know,
yes,
Volpe couldn't get the key hits in Game 2, and Game 3 yep. They couldn't hit.
It's over now. It seems like a 2 weeks ago now, right. And now this is fresh in our minds. And succeeding and coming across home plate is fresh in our minds. And I think that they're going to feel a lot better when they come to the ballpark. I think everybody's energy is better, and I think they have a real good opportunity to force that Game 6, be the first team to come back and force a Game 6 with Cole on the mound. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Let's take this break. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I will be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I'm back. This show's over in like less than 10 minutes. Quick one. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Just happy that we got a win. Happy that Yankee fans can exhale and breathe and have some relief and just go to bed tonight like, yo, we didn't get swept. So all those bozos with broom emojis laughing, you're about to get swept. Not so fast. And then the next thing is to force a Game 6 with Cole on the mound, with the guys feeling better about themselves after putting up 11 runs. Like, it can happen. And then once you take them to 6, you go back to L.A., the pressure's on them. If you can win that Game 6, force a Game 7, anything can happen in a Game 7. Eli's out in PA on The Fan. Go for it, Eli. Yo. All right, Eli, you're on hold. We're running out of time. Tony's in Montreal on The Fan in New York.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Happier tonight.
I'm super happy. You know, you got Yankee fans all over the world.
Of course.
My dad was the biggest Yankee fan. I said this the other night when I called in. He took my mother on her honeymoon to see the Yankees, if you can believe it. And I grew up on Joe Pepitone and everybody. I love the Yankees. Guys, we have to have patience. It's one inning at a time tonight. You know, it's an avalanche of runs. I heard your other caller say we matched them in terms of all the prior games that they met, you know, they got up as many runs as anyone. So,
yeah.
Look, you know, Freddie Freeman's a great ball player, but, you know, we got to keep the ball away from him.
Yeah.
Mookie's great. Betts is great. And, you know, like, I also agree with you. That was not a cool thing to see those fans like grabbing a professional baseball player, because, you know, we're the Yankees, 28 championships, and hopefully it's going to be 28, but, you know, that's not going to help. But the thing is, like you say, they're lit up and they're acting like out of their minds. But, you know, overall, you got to concentrate on the way they play tonight. And I got to say, Volpe, I love that guy from New Jersey, Italian boy. A lot of Italian boys up in Montreal love Volpe. Anthony, we love you. The Scopa boys down at Vigo in Montreal, we love you. Okay? And we love the Yanks. And guys, a little bit of patience. One inning at a time. I think we can do it. I think you're right in what you said. We got to just let Boone do his thing. He knows how to manage that team.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, I just was looking at stuff during the break. Dodgers fans right now are all crying about it. It was a bullpen game. And as you just said, we got to let Boone do his thing. They're mad at Dave Roberts. But Dave Roberts, plain and simple, I watched Tom Verducci talk about, like, if they get into a game where late in the game they're down by a lot of runs, this is what they do. They're not going to throw Blake Treinen out there. They're going to leave guys out there to die. And good. Because our season was about to die, and through this bullpen game, gave the Yankees some life, like gave guys in the bottom of the order some life. And now I'm just almost sure of it. Like I said, Juan Soto, I think, only had one hit tonight, whatever. But like Juan Soto, when he's not a main factor, he comes back the next day. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Juan Soto hits a homer. Last time I said that, he did it. I think Stanton, all of them, Judge is so due for an extra base hit, right? That game going the way it did and the bullpen going the way they did, like Judge is able to get up again and Judge is able to drive in another run, get some more confidence. And the bullpen, you know, I'm thinking Tommy Canley's coming in. No, you know, they go Luke Weaver, Tim Mazza. So, like, tomorrow you have Tommy Canley, you have Jake Cousins, you have Luke Weaver again. And you have Gerrit Cole, who you know, Gerrit Cole is on his regular rest. He only threw 88 pitches the first time out. And there's been hella conversation about Boone taking him out. That was the first mistake. There's also been conversation about them not having conversations with him about pitching again, you know, on short rest tonight. He'll got it done. Good. Now you get Cole tomorrow. It's working out the way they planned. The lineup worked out the way that they planned. Let's take it slowly here. It's condensed now. Your season can end if you start to think too much about anything past the next pitch, the next out. So go to sleep tonight knowing that, hey, we got another game to watch. You can go to Yankee Stadium tomorrow. I got to check the tickets. But, like, the stadium is still open. We didn't watch them celebrate. And we have the best pitcher in the series, our $36 million man on the mound. Steve in Rockland back on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
And hopefully the sun going to come up tomorrow too, right?
It will. It will. The sun will come out, Tanaka.
So,
okay.
So here are a couple of things. First of all, think about this, Keith. The Yankees, just even though they didn't plan it or anything, they kind of just had three bullpen games themselves. Rodon's. It was abbreviated. We had three abbreviated starts. Now let me ask you. You know what play I thought was crucial to this game? I mean, I don't know if you discussed it. Was that double play when Rizzo snacked that line drive?
Yeah.
And they doubled that guy off, and it gave Keel a little breathing room. I thought he got a little wind at his back from that.
Anthony,
you know?
Rizzo deserves the respect. I don't know. With these condensed shows, I can't really do it, but I'm glad you brought this up. Thanks for the call, Steve. With these condensed shows, I can't really go into the little things like Rizzo being ready, and then he went up to hit next. But like Rizzo catching that ball, getting it to Volpe, some momentum, some energy. Rizzo catching that ball on the net in foul territory. Or, you know, before the game, Rizzo said, just winning one sets it up. You have Gerrit Cole lurking tomorrow. If we can get there, we got a pretty pissed off Carlos Rodon for game 6. Game 7 is always a crapshoot. This is a guy that's been there. Rizzo also was talking about how, you know, like, they don't want this to end. This could be the last game with this team. Like, these guys are looking at each other in the clubhouse. These guys are a brotherhood. They love each other. They know that this team is not going to be the same. They don't want it to end, and they brought that fight tonight. Anthony's in Monroe, New Jersey. Anthony, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up? I have a good feeling. I think if any team can come back from being down 3-0 is this team. Well, where do you play this year? Judge had a pretty good game today. And I've seen teams come back from down 3-0 and 96. Who thought the Yankees would come back against the Braves to beat that pitching staff?
You know, it seems impossible, but nothing is impossible, Anthony. And you know what I had said last night, because I was upset about it? Thanks for the call. I said, history is on your side until it's not. Because everybody just wanted to harken back to, the teams that started 2-0 ended up losing the series. Okay, whatever. What happens when you're 3-0? And I don't care about, I just don't care. No, there's no other history or series to point to. They're so different. Can we just go through this one? Can we just live in this one? This one, they're writing their own story. And, some of you got to slow down. Because if they lose tomorrow, I'm going to be on the Fan tomorrow. You guys are going to be sick about it. Just enjoy it tonight. Enjoy the fact that they didn't get swept. Enjoy the fact that they rallied, they scored 11 runs, they played defense, they did what they had to do, and now, in theory, they have a great opportunity with Gerrit Cole on the mound. Some of you just slow it down. We went from burying this team, some of you talking about fire and boom, which is not going to happen, some of you guys talking about Judge's legacy forever being tarnished, Judge is terrible. I'm listening to a fan, they're talking, Judge is a bad captain, Judge is this and this, no one cares about him being Mr. June, there are all these jokes. And then just that quick tonight, it all changes. Let's see if they can win two in a row. Let's see what Cole looks like. Let's see what the Dodgers look like. Are the Dodgers fazed by this? I don't think they will be. They've been throwing these bullpen games, and they kind of know Dave Roberts is going to keep these guys out there. They kind of know. This is just with the injuries they've had, this is how they have to go about it. And they're still up two games. Don't let them celebrate in the Bronx. Force it back to LA. That's all I've got. C-Mac is coming up next. I'll see you at Yankee Stadium for game 5. And then I got to figure out a way to get out of there and get back here fast. It's just not going to be driving. I guess it's going to be the train. Whatever. I'll figure it out. Anyway, like I said, live in it tonight. Enjoy tonight. You can't fast forward to tomorrow. We will go through tomorrow together. Chris McMonagle next on The Fan. He was at the game. I'm sure he's got notes. I'm sure he will be able to take you back through the game. He'll have the time. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Yankees Universe, we're not done yet. Keith McPherson, out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.